Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this chilly, chilly, cold morning edition of the Life Accelerated Podcast, Tuesday, November 27th. It is cold outside, and oh man, winter has arrived. Bundle up, folks. It's going to be cold and snowy today. But hey, bring it on. I'm ready. I want to go sled riding with my daughter, build snow forts and snowmen. We are excited. All right, Transformation Tuesday. Let's get started. Number one, be more mindful of what's going on around you. Hashtag pay attention, hashtag less distractions. We live in a world today where it is so easy to get distracted by the little device you hold in your hand. I mean, how many hours a day are you spending on that thing? Honestly, like, we all do it. It's given that we're going to be scrolling through social media at some point, checking out what everybody else is doing and saying, hey, look what they're doing. Hey, their life looks great. Well, guess what? Let's put it this way. That's probably all a front. Odds are that most people aren't being their real selves on social media. They're just portraying what you want their life to, or what they want their life to look like. That said, part of today's episode is about authenticity and why it's important. But I want to get back into this being more mindful of what's going on around you. Basically, if we pause and take in the blessings in our lives, we are going to be more grateful and thankful for what we really have. And that allows God to bless you more with things that you have been praying for. You have to appreciate everything that's going on in your life and why it might be going on, even if you don't know yet. But I think being mindful, living in the moment, is a lost art in today's world. We're too worried about the past. We're too worried about the future. We're forgetting to live in the now. And we have to be mindful of what is going on right now. The past is gone. We can't change it. The future's not here yet. So let's just stop worrying about it. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today." I love that Bible verse for this topic. Basically, God tells us that we need to appreciate what He has done for us and what He has done in creation as well. And it's absolutely incredible. It's an amazing thing to really appreciate the world around you and what's going on in your life. Number two, God's mercy and grace is bigger than any mistakes you have ever made. I think we forget that a lot, and we think because we did such and such that God doesn't care about us, that God doesn't love us, that we're not worthy and good enough for Him. Well, guess what? When it's in our times of mistakes that He is chasing us harder and looking to show His love to us so we can get out of the situation that we may be in. Give God a chance. I've been saying this for weeks. God, or having a relationship with God, is life-changing. I promise you, get to the house and find out what God can do for you. This Sunday, be at the experience. It's going to be amazing. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." I promise you, God loves you. He can transform your life. And His grace and mercy is far superior to the worst things you've ever done. I promise you. Hashtag get back in the game of life. Hashtag fulfill your destiny. Let God do the work he desires to do in your life. A relationship with Jesus is like a relationship with your girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse. You gotta be chasing after him just like you chase after them to actually see what he can do for you. Number three today, own your life. Be yourself and stop trying to copy the lives of others. Hashtag be unique. People are craving authenticity. All right, I mentioned this a little bit earlier. Again, I think a lot of times we're caught up with what celebrity has what car people are driving, what the Joneses down the street are doing. Who cares about that? Who really cares what celebrity is doing what? Who cares about their lives? That, like, I will never understand why we crave what the celebrity life is. I personally wouldn't want to be that recognized. There'd be no privacy. But I also don't want to be somebody that I'm not. I want to be who God made me to be, which is Jason, not some celebrity that I'm chasing after. And I think we got to really remember who we are and be more authentic and be more real, because that's what people really want. They want realness. They don't want to get to know the pretend you and then later on down the road find out who you really are. They want to know who you are from day one. And if people can't accept that, then they don't need to be in your life. Remember that. If people around you can't accept you for who you are, all your goodness, all your mistakes, all your imperfections, then they don't deserve to be in your life. That's not somebody that truly cares about you. Remember that today, folks, as we get through this lovely Tuesday, that authenticity is the new cool. I said that earlier this summer, and I firmly believe that. Just be real and be you. Folks, it's cold out there. Get bundled up today. I hope your week got off to a great start. Remember that God loves you no matter what. I love you. Thank you all for continuing to listen to the podcast. I truly do appreciate it. Remember to get over to lifeaccelerated.net. Email me, jason.boyd@lifeaccelerated.net. I want to hear from you. Let's build this community together and just talk about our lives and how we can become better versions of ourselves. How has God changed your life is another thing that I would like to know, because he has taken me from a low point to progression of becoming the man that I should be. And for that, I'm thankful. I've moved away from drugs and alcohol to being in the Word of God daily and trying to become the best man that I can be. That's all I got today, folks. Tuesday, November the 27th. Get after it. Let's accelerate our lives and be the best that we can be. Have a great day, folks. May God bless y'all. Come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review, as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.